you cool cats and space cowboys. It's time for Cosmic Tea with your host, Avalon Starlight.
Hello, everybody. I believe that we are in for a super spectacular treat on today's podcast. I'm here to introduce somebody who probably holds one of the highest frequencies of energy on Earth today that I have personally ever come in contact with. She is a light keeper, a high priestess. She is the embodiment of a queen of Atlantis here on the Earth. I really do believe that she is the queen of Atlantis, one of them, reborn to help us reconnect to these old vibrational ways of being here to really ascend the Earth in a massive, massive way. And so I have so many questions for today's guest, but please welcome Priscilla Campos, to Queen of Atlantis, to the podcast and to your ears today. Welcome, Priscilla.
Thank you. Blessings to you. Blessings to everyone. I'm super excited. If you don't know me, watch out, because I can talk all day on Atlantis, on all things spiritual, on the galactic. So I'm thrilled and I'm honored to be here. And please pump me for information. I'm your oracle today. Whatever wants to come through spirit, I'm ready.
Well, I want to begin with how I actually came in contact with you, because I think it's really symbolic, because for you, you were the first clickbait that I ever clicked on in Instagram, where I didn't know anything about what you were doing, but it was just like, there was this course that you had put out for ancient civilizations, including Lemuria and Atlantis and Avalon, which, as we know, I'm named after, and Egypt and Greece and the Akasha. And for some reason, I felt this calling. It didn't even matter. There was nothing that could have stopped me from pressing buy now on that the ad that you had. And then when I tuned into your energy for that first day, and you're like, we're going to go on a journey, grab your journals. And I ran downstairs to my husband, Priscilla, and I was like, Jeff, you're never going to believe this. She's going to take me on a journey, because that's how little I knew. And so I just want to like honor you so deeply, because you actually were an activator and an amplifier for me on so many levels in accepting my highest codes, my highest frequencies. And I believe you kind of were a catalyst for me in allowing myself to talk about coming from the Pleiades and different aspects of my galactic family. So thank you for being you. And how often do you offer that course, by the way?
I have the second round of it coming up in January, which is, I can't get away from Atlantis, so it's Atlantis, but it's also Mesopotamia, India, the Incas, the Mayas, and then another trip into the Akasha, because for anyone that's not aware, your strongest point of origin on this planet is going to be your passion, your calling, and it makes sense to find out about it. So the way I teach is always through journeys, and it's about a 45 to 60 minute journey each time, but it really takes you back to your power, back to that highest part of you, to get back your skills. And I always say, I don't teach anything new. It's all sacred remembrance. You know it, I know it. And somehow spirit works through us to really embody it. But I want to say thank you so much, because I loved meeting you in that class. I remember thinking that class was so magical. I was like, how did I pull in these people? This is amazing. And the best thing about, I think, being a teacher is that you get to learn off of each other's experiences. So in my classes, I stop recording after the meditation, but then I leave half an hour to 45 minutes for us to share. And I love to hear the journeys. And so it's not just about what I know about Atlantis either. It's like, what did you learn about Atlantis? Because it's a million year period. Okay. So it occurs over that span of time. So my experience in golden Atlantis is going to be very different than someone's experience during the fall of Atlantis. And that's why I have so much healing to do, because I've had this incredible lifetime there where everything was beautiful and light and love and so many frequencies that we're beginning to bring down again. But there's so many people that are hurt and traumatized and are suffering now, right now in this lifetime, because of what happened to them in Atlantis. So it's a big role that I'm grateful for, but I'm so grateful I get to meet people like you, because it's like, it's so magical. I can't believe it.
Yeah. And I do believe that, you know, spirit guides us to receive the information that we're meant to receive at the time that we're meant to receive it. Even those listening to this particular podcast are here for that receive, right? They're here for the transmission that is going to come through our conversation today and something that they're meant to hear is in this podcast episode, right? And it's just a matter of just tuning in to actually get that question answered that even if they didn't know they had, they're like, shite. Wow, I needed that. So I do want to take it back a little earlier, because this is one of the things that I try to do with every single guest, is kind of like, you weren't always tuned into Atlantis. You didn't always know that you were the embodiment of Queen Atlantis on this earth to actually bring us back to a higher vibrational energy. So what was the path that brought you to this place? Like, were you always cosmic? Did you have like a revelation? And how did you receive the message of being Queen of Atlantis?
Thank you. I think everyone, if we look back at our paths, we see all these little stars that came into alignment, but you didn't recognize it at the time. So I had a few spiritual experiences between 20 and 23. I just enjoyed them. I didn't even really know it was spirit. I just was confused, but also enjoyed it. And I've been a dance teacher. I was a dance teacher for 20 years. I owned a studio. And in my fourth year of owning the studio, which was very overwhelming. Okay. Like, you know, competitive dance studio, lots of egos, lots of things happening. I had very little time. I became a mother and a dance studio owner at the same time. And so I worked easily 80 hours a week, and I slept for about 3 hours, and then I would raise my child for 4 to 6 hours, and then I would go back to work, and I would do this over and over again. Now, in this time, my mother-in-law also got diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and my mother-in-law truly, truly was a beautiful, beautiful human, one of the most supportive people I've ever met, especially of my path as a dancer at that time. And when she was diagnosed, my husband and I both started really looking at the diet that was prescribed to her, and it didn't make sense. It didn't make sense for people that were healthy, let alone people that were fighting for their lives. And that started helping me question, what is the food industry about? What are GMOs versus organic? Why isn't everything organic? What's the pharmaceuticals? What's chemotherapy about? Are these doctors really trying to help her, or are they just trying to make money off of her? And that expanded into so much that it triggered my spiritual awakening. And then within about a year of that, of me just investigating kind of all these conspiracy theorists, which I will say, I've always been a conspiracy theorist. I have known since I was 8 that tons of stuff on this earth is bullshit, and whatever we're being fed is not true. And so I knew I was Egyptian. I knew I was Greek. I knew that reincarnation was real, regardless of the way my parents raised me as a Catholic. These are things I knew in my bones, but I wasn't able to express. So I went for a Reiki session in 2013, and it was the first time I ever went to Reiki. I had no idea what it was. And this wonderful, beautiful Reiki master put her hands on my head, and she said, She goes, I'm so confused. And I said, why? She's like, because there's one side of your brain. She's like, it's chaotic, Priscilla. She's like, it's 1,000 thoughts, 1,000 things to do, 1,000 voices, 1,000 worries. She's like, what is that? I'm like, that's my dance studio. And I should preface by saying, right before I saw her, I thought that my mind was going to break. I was under so much incredible stress. I had 2 children, 5 pregnancies by that time, and 2 children, running this competitive dance studio. I didn't know how people went crazy, but I thought, I'm going to get there. I'm about to break literally in half. So she said that, you know, that's not healthy for you. You need to do something about it. And then she said, the other side, she's like, it's pure light. I'm like, what does that mean? She's like, well, you're on earth to be a healer. And I'm like, no. And I started laughing. I was like, there's no way that's true. A healer? No, I'm a dancer. I'm a dance teacher. I started dancing when I was 5. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be dancing when I'm 80. Like, this is my path. And she's like, okay. And then as she worked her way through my body, she also saw one of my most beloved pregnancies with my daughter, Talia, that didn't go the distance. And I was this is another spiritual experience where I was extremely, extremely connected to her, where I knew I was pregnant with her for her within 1 week of conception. I knew it. I felt her kicking. I know you can't feel them kicking. I felt her kicking at like 7, 8 weeks. Pregnancy tests kept saying negative. I knew I was pregnant. And unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be. But the fact that she saw her and saw her sitting on my shoulder and how much love Talia had for me, I knew that everything I had learned before was bullshit, that there was indeed life after death, that babies didn't go to hell if you didn't baptize them, that no, my daughter was in heaven. And I knew that I had past lives with her. So it was like all these things together in 2013, 2014, that led me to take my first Reiki level one. And then I became an addict, because working in people's energy fields, even though I was, compared to what I know of now, it was very limited, but there was something so magical and peaceful about it that within 2 years of me practicing Reiki one and Reiki two, I started feeling very trapped by the dance world. Like these endless emails I would get from parents and the things I would be told, the kind of person that I was, which I knew wasn't true, and how they were going to destroy me and break me, and nobody liked me and everybody hated me. And this was like the energy I had of running this studio. And I started begging in 2016. I started begging my guides, please, please help me get out of this. This can't be my life. This can't be, I'm not supposed to be crying. I'm not supposed to be depressed. I'm not supposed to have no time to read my children a bedtime story. Like there has to be something more than this. And sometime around that 2016, 2017, I went to England or the UK for a tour with my family. And Athena has always been one of my goddesses since I was 11. I have been very attracted to Athens, Greece, and Athena in particular. And I saw a bust of her. And as I was walking by with my journal, I said, "Do you have a message for me?" And she's like, "Yes, goddess." She's like, "It is time. It is time you go home. It is time you return back to Greece." She's like, "And it's going to be sooner than you think." And I said, "Awesome." And so I waited. I waited that for about 6 months to get more information. And when came back in January of 2017, she said, "This is it. This is going to be the year you transition." She's like, "You are going to be leaving dance behind. You're going to step into the spirit world. You're going to Greece this summer. And it's really important you start studying about Atlantis." And I said, "What? Atlantis? Nah, who cares?" I'm like, "What's even the point?" I'm like, it's a lost city. It's not even real. Who cares? And I swear she was like, "Oh my God." She's like, "Okay, no."
I need to pause you for just one second, because I think one of the big things that I want people to understand is like, you're talking to Athena, right? So you're having these conversations. Are they coming through like where she has a different voice? Is it a voice that you hear in your head? Are you in meditation? Like, this is the part where I know that there are people who are potentially channeling higher goddess energies who are unsure or questioning if what they're experiencing is real. Did you ever have that? Or were you just like, "Nope, this is Athena. Yep, she's talking to me. And yes, I'm going to follow everything that she's asking me to do."
The way I opened up to my gifts initially was through hearing. I think that was my greatest and strongest gift. And when I hear their voices, most often it doesn't sound different, but I know exactly the frequency it is attached to. So I know when it's an Arcturian guide, when it's Zeus, when it's Sekhmet. Actually, I recently met a Mayan god, and I felt his voice. So it was like, whoa, the way it came in. I was like, "Oh, well, that's it." But usually they don't change. But what I know about guides, and you know, I started working with angels first, and I think that's angels and archangels. I think that's a very, very safe route to go.
Yeah, me too.
Is that absolutely you should feel loved and supported without having to give up anything. No guide should ever say, "You have to quit this. You have to devote yourself to me," because these are just different expressions of source, right? Of Sophia God. There's better to go directly to source, but if you're intimidated or you're just still shadowed from even saying the word God, it really triggers you. Then you come to his next class of beings, which is the masters and, you know, the angelics. And you just have to learn to trust yourself, but it is a process. But I can recognize, like I said, I've loved Athena on this planet since I was 11. So I know when she's coming in. And of course, she's in here right now. Of course she is.
Of course
she is. I'm saying it, she's right behind me. She's got her shield. She's got her spear. She's got her owl. And I'm like,
you never questioned it. Like when you heard her for the first time, there was no question when you started to hear vibrational voices in your head that you were receiving divine messaging.
Right. Because I was looking for it, because I was studying it because of the spiritual awakening I was going through. I was instantly attracted to archangels, Archangel Michael, Raphael, Gabriel. That was like my trio. And once I felt really safe and I trusted myself there, I started working with the Ascended Masters. And then I started doing some medium work, not for anyone else, but for myself. I started, you know, talking to my own ancestors and uncles and grandparents that I never met. And just, you know, and my own baby and Talia. Talia was one of my strongest guides at that time. And I think that's one of the reasons why she wasn't supposed to be in the physical in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. So she could give me that confidence to trust my intuition and to really feel like what unconditional love is guiding you through versus, you know, the fear we have. And I know certain religious beliefs try to cut people off from that, but this is like, I do everything through meditation and everything through my journal. For me to actualize things, I need to write it down. And then besides that, it gives me a vast library. Like you can't see, but I have this bottom shelf. I have about 25 journals that I started writing in 2013. And they are full of guidance from Ganesha and Buddha and, you know, Archangel Ariel. And I think there's probably a book in there just of guidance. Right? That's not just for me, but is for the collective. So it's a really good practice. At least I believe it's a good practice to write your own story, to write the vibration you're feeling today, who's with you, what they have to tell you. I just did that this morning. I had my third conversation with God, which is, I haven't done it for a very, very long time. And this morning after a Kundalini class, I thought, okay, let me sit in this for 10 minutes. And the writing that came off of my hand, it's far more beautiful than what I'm capable of. My everyday writing is quite sloppy. And even as I was writing, I was like, wow, look how this just glides. And it was beautiful.
Thank you for that. Because I think that this just gives people an opportunity to tune in, to say that this is a path that they can be on and it's okay. And so I will take it back to when Athena's like, okay, in the summer, you got to study Atlantis because you're now, this is a path for you. And you're like, what are you talking about? And then tell us what happened next.
Okay. So I did listen. Okay. So I was ignorant at first and I've dropped my ignorance. I think I was ignorant a lot of times to a lot of what my guides are saying, including their names. I wouldn't believe their names for some reason, but I read 4 books on Atlantis between January and July of that year. And as I started reading, there was one that was very boring. Okay. I won't mention that one, but the other 3, when I started reading them, I was just fascinated. Like I was like, oh. And what really made sense to me was why I loved Greece and Egypt so much. So Atlantis is really worldwide. The one of the biggest areas that it ends up settling in, and like, you know, it's a beautiful island. There's lots of growth. And then as it just happens, people migrate from it and they start spreading their wisdom throughout the world. But when you go through that Mediterranean channel, you have access, you know, to Morocco, to Egypt, to Spain, to Italy, to Greece, to Turkey, to Mesopotamia. And these are all things that my soul has always loved. So if there's like a style of architecture you love, if there's like some type of goddess that is calling to you, it's because you've embraced them before. Mm-hmm. And so once I started putting those clues together, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. And I'm grateful. I have a very supportive family and husband, and he had no issues with me going by myself, which I'm sure is not the same for a lot of other people. So I went to Greece on a tour, but without anyone that I knew. And I just prayed that there would be another single woman there that I could kind of buddy up with and just get some pictures for me of me with these amazing monuments. So it's not just a headshot with something in the back. Mm-hmm. And that happened. And this woman that joined me, I swear, had the same kind of spirit as my mother-in-law who had passed by this time. And I felt so grateful. And then as I started, I was in Greece in 2005. I wasn't awake, but I knew it was my home. And then when I went back in 2017, being awake and being in the practice, every temple I went to had some type of gift for me, whether it was a tree that called me over, a rock. Sometimes I'd be like, Priscilla, come. We haven't seen you in 800 years. Come here, sit down. And it was the most beautiful thing. And I was with a ton of Australians and Americans. In Greece in the summer is quite hot, like 40, 45 degrees Celsius. And all my like tour mates were like under the trees getting the lecture and they're just sweating. And I was in the sun. I was like, oh God, this is like, I felt like a lizard on a rock. It was like the best. Like, aren't you hot? I'm like, no. And I would meditate and I would journal. And a few people would make fun of me like, oh, what are you doing? Channeling another goddess? I'm like, yes, I am. And like, you're interrupting me. So off you go. But I received incredible insights from Asclepius, the god of medicine, who I wasn't close to. That practice that he gave me comes into all my healings and teachings now. Apollo, god of light, really showed me the power of the light that I held and not to be afraid to express it, to embrace it. And that for anyone, the more light you hold, the more light you're going to attract. So it's a lot about being your authentic self. If I would have denied it with the Greek people themselves, they all think that I'm Greek. And I'll say yes, because I am in my heart. And they're like, what? Because I've lived here like a million lifetimes. I've been here so many times. And then they dismiss it. Most of them dismiss it. But I would like to share something I think that is extraordinary. And I think the reason I tell this story so much is because I'm supposed to share it. I was given to share it. So I read a book, Lemurian Atlantis. I think I lent it to someone right now, by Shirley Andrews. One of my very, very favorite books, if you're just starting that journey of what is Lemuria and what is Atlantis. To be clear, beforehand, before I read that book, I had never, ever heard of Lemuria. Okay, so I have no other base for understanding this. But on this same Greek trip, I went on a 3-day cruise through some islands, which took us to Turkey for one day. And Turkey went to the Temple of Artemis, amazing, one of the 7 ancient wonders of the world. And we ended up going to this Turkish rug factory. And they were really beautiful, quite out of my price range, but I really wanted a small piece, which you can't see, which is on my wall right now. And as I was negotiating on it, I could feel the energy of this man coming towards me. And I mean like, boom, like through 3 to 4 different rooms. And I was like, what is this guy doing? And he's older. I'd say, you know, he's like in his mid-60s at that time. And he just walked up to him. He says, I know who you are. And in my head, I was like, yeah. This guy thinks I'm like I'm somebody's niece. I'm Greek. I'm Turkish. Well, I'm ready to hear it. Here I go. And I'm like, oh yeah, I go, who am I? He's like, you're from Atlantis. And I said, what? I go, where are you from? He's like, I'm from Lemuria. He's like, me and you are old and ancient friends. And probably my mouth dropped. Okay. I was like, this is divinity, divine timing at its most highest point. And he goes, so what do you do now? And I said, well, I just retired from a career devoted to dance because I'm stepping into the role of a healer. And this man laughed, like laugh. And he's like, of course you are. He's like, you're always a healer. Of course you are. And then I feel like there was a small amount of people around us that were eavesdropping or just like, you know, kind of in our conversation. And so he's like, I've been waiting for you. He's like, can you heal me? And I said, what? He goes, yeah. He goes, my shoulder hurts. He's like, and you're my healer. He's like, can you heal me? He's like, it's hurt my entire lifetime. Now I'm a little bit embarrassed because I'm not as outgoing in my spirituality as I am now. And I said, well, I go, I'm not Jesus. And he's like, you can fix it. And so I only have my Reiki level 2 at this time. Okay. I don't have anything else under my belt. I warm up my hands as Asclepius had just taught me. I pull in the energies of the cosmos and earth. And then I put my hand on his left shoulder. And as soon as I put it on, it bumps off. And I can feel what is the handle of a dagger stuck in his back and his shoulder blade. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Cause it's disrupting all his nerve pattern. Right. So I pull it out. I give it to the violet flame. He rotates his shoulder and he's like, yep, that'll do. He's like, let me go buy you lunch. And we had lunch for half an hour before I got back on the tour bus as my brain had like exploded off of my head. And I felt that was the whole purpose of me coming on that trip. Yes, I got amazing guidance and all these gifts, but to sum it up, it was that experience because it proved to me, A, reincarnation is more than real. It gave me that story to share with others to show like how magical the universe was. I wasn't looking for it. I wasn't looking for someone to see me as an Atlantean. I wasn't looking for any of it. and it was just gifted to me. And the fact is, he ended up being the manager of the rug place. So I got a good deal. And that rug that sits right in front of me is a reminder that there's so many possibilities. So that was like a huge step in just coming into the frequencies of Atlantis, because after that, I was obsessed. I'm like, this is now 2017. I go back to Turkey later that year. I go to Romania. At the end of that year, my guides say, Priscilla, I'm like, so you have your level two. Hey, you got your level two Reiki. I'm like, yeah, I'm like super proud. I'm like, yeah, I sure do. They're like, what else you got? Oh, well, I will show you what else I have. And so 2018 and 2019, I call my years of expansion. And I took every course modality, any program that I could afford, I was on it. So I did like crystal healing, got my Reiki masters, my Karuna masters, my crystal masters, my Atlantean healing, my Atlantean masters, my alchemical healing, animal Reiki. I went on and on and on and on. And every time I took something Atlantean, especially the first day I started an Atlantean healing class in Houston, I knew within an hour of that class, I'm like, oh, this is what I'm here for. The Reiki is great. It brought me to this point. Teaching Reiki is awesome, but I am here to do something about Atlantis. And so that first hour, I asked my teachers, I'm like, when can I start teaching this? What is the program for me to start teaching this? And they said, Priscilla, there's only 5 teachers around the world and there's no other teachers. When it opens up again, we'll talk. So I went back a year later to get my master's. The first question, hey, I'm like, when are you certifying teachers? And they said, I'm sorry, there is no more certification of teachers. It's only us 5. And I was disappointed. And then I realized that, it's because I will be creating my own program. But still in reference to my wonderful, wonderful teachers, it's not available, that type of healing, or I should say that type of course is not available for me to access through them. But, when you know it, you know it, right? So my soul in that class was like, here you go. Here is the awakening. And I will just give one more tidbit about that particular class. Is when I was receiving healing from some of my fellow attendees, I was in a beautiful state, as Atlantean healing is. It really brings you up and out of your body into the ether. So you're not sleeping, but you're just not, it's not an easy thing to pull yourself out of. And so as I was there receiving a wonderful healing, I realized I was on a ship, starship. And I said, like, no way. I'm like, what is this? And as I'm looking around, I'm like, is this a starship? And as soon as I said that, these two beings in swivel chairs turned around and they say, you know what time it is, Priscilla. And I said, time to read We the Arcturians. They're like, yes, boom. And they snapped their fingers and I was awake. And I was like, oh my God. And so as soon as I came home from the airport, from that trip, I went straight to my metaphysical store, my local metaphysical store, and I bought 3 books on Arcturus. And then I started downloading the Arcturian information, which is very, once you get to know your studies, it's very connected to Atlantis, because the Arcturians, like many other star nations, are direct teachers to the Atlanteans. So it makes sense that those frequencies are together. Sorry, I just feel like I talked a lot.
No, but that's okay, because I think it's really what I love to impress upon people is, like, this was a journey. This wasn't like something that you like woke up in 2015 and then you ended up the queen. Like, you know what I mean? There was a whole, like you called it 2 years of expansion even. And you were still kind of in that space of, I know I'm on the right path, but I haven't quite landed in exactly what my vibrational expression is. Yes. Right. And I want to tell that to people, because I think that sometimes when we awaken, we're like, great, where's my calling? What's my service? How do I show up? Is the most expression of myself. And it's like when I downloaded, they're like, your name is Avalon Starlight, of the earth and of the sky, as above, so below. You're a portal. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. Like, what do you mean I'm a portal? And it wasn't until I was in a journey with you that I would start to have these remembrances, which is what I find your work so significant to help call people. So if you're listening and you're like, oh, I want to remember all of these these parts of my soul. Like there, you have these in your blueprint. They are part of your cosmic DNA. There is no lifetime you have ever lived, in my opinion, that you don't have access to in this lifetime. It's just about learning how to reach that information. And Priscilla has been my favorite guide to bring me to those places. So thank you. But I just want to just kind of bring to other people that you can get messages just like you were receiving messages about Atlantis, but it didn't quite just land. It was like, we have to like, we're human, right? Like, I think that's the piece too. We're human and human take a little longer to surrender.
So much ego and it's so much programming and you don't even know your programming until you break it. Right. Yes. And it's like, you know, there's a lot of us that are raised Catholic and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Catholic people. I'm not a fan of the organization, but my parents were very like, oh no, that's not how it works. You know, you're going to just die. You better be good. You're going to go to heaven or hell. Like, and I was just like, at 8 years old, I was like, no, that's not true. That is not true. And I was, like I said, I was all up in JFK. I was all up in Marilyn Monroe. Because my mom read a lot of like autobiographies of, you know, celebrities and all these like mysterious deaths. I'm like, that's not what happened. That's very clear. That's not what happened. There is a government conspiracy here. And so I have that kind of brain and it either fascinates people or it deters people. And again, I won't stop being my authentic self. So sometimes on my personal Instagram, like the Atlantean Priestess, I have Truth Bomb Tuesday. I just released a whole bunch of stuff yesterday that people are like, what is this? But that's the part of the awakening. You have to have the courage to look at yourself and to look at our world and to see the world, how beautiful it is, but how corrupted it is. And when you start to understand that, you will make changes in how you eat and how you think and the people you keep around and what you consume in terms of television and movies. And you will start lifting your vibration naturally because you will be repelled. And sometime during my awakening, I just couldn't watch violence anymore. I really couldn't. I used to watch just very slowly. I used to watch Family Guy, my husband and I. And then when you really saw how violent this cartoon was, it made me ill. And I was like, no, okay, I need to stop doing this. And I've never been attracted to movies that are horror movies. My personal belief is that is real. When you're watching someone that's possessed on a movie, those demons are there. Those energies are there. And by you watching it, you're lowering your frequency and allowing those kind of energies to integrate with you. So I'm very clear about that, is that you want to be careful what's in your energy field. And respect yourself, respect your soul, because your soul is not craving that. Your soul craves light and truth and purpose. It does not crave distraction and deceit and darkness. It really doesn't.
It doesn't. Yeah. And so I agree with that. And every time you talk, I'm like, yeah, and you're not an empath. Right? You're like, all empaths are healers. Every empath is significantly impacted by vibrational energy, low, high, medium, all those kinds of things. I just giggle because it's often, I was talking to my son last night at the dinner table and I said, when are you going to accept that you're an empath? And he said, when it's accepted by society. And that really, really like hit my heart, right? Because it's not just something that empaths are just like, yes, I work with energy. Because empath to me is synonymous with energy worker, which I'm trying to bring into the podcast as many different people who actually work with different energies. And we were talking about how you have the capacity to tune into frequencies quite high with the galactics and with these higher dimensional frequencies, right? Mm-hmm. But we still have to get to the heart of this story, which is where in all of this did you receive your mission as the Queen of Atlantis, mm-hmm. right? Because that's like, now at that point, I know that you are here to actually implement a significant change here on Earth.
Right. This, I'm wearing him and I'm honoring him. This is Atlan. Atlan is Atlantean Spinel. He is
crystal for those who are listening.
Yeah, he is a Kate King vibrational jewelry pendant piece. When I saw him in October of 2019, I was like, what is that? Oh, it's an Atlantean spinel. I'm like, Atlantean. And then I saw the price. I was like, no. And then I manifested teaching a workshop at that very store that would help me purchase this piece. And I went a month later on November 11th, Divine Synchronicity of 2019, which that means it was it's an 11-11-12 frequency. But once Atlan came onto my forehead, and whoever's trying on, I'm like, oh, no, they go on around your neck. I'm like, no. This one goes here, because I have been searching for this crystal since my awakening. I have been wearing necklaces on my head for about 10 years, and lots of them are very bulky and heavy. And I was like, this is what I'm supposed to have. So when I got him, he started really giving me the confidence to teach about Atlantis and Lemuria. And then the next spring, I was studying alchemical healing, which is very much Egyptian based, which means it's Atlantean based. So it's very, very natural. And I was receiving again a healing from a classmate. And then I saw Queen Atlanta, and I knew that she was a part of my past lives, but I really kept us separate. I saw her with blue skin and an elongated skull, and I was in awe of her authenticity and her compassion and her love. And at that time, when I was journeying through this healing, I had to take off this big sack of weight I was wearing. And when I met her, she's like, what are you doing? She's like, you need that sack of weight. She's like, you can take a day break if you need to. She's like, but you wear that. She's like, that is the weight of the Atlanteans that are waiting to awaken. She's like, and it is your job to awaken them. She's like, so you don't get to put it down. And I was like, oh, damn. I'm like, okay, sorry, Queen Atlanta. So I was just treating her as a guide, but again, separate from me. And so that was around April of 2020. August of 2020 on Lionsgate. Okay. And 8/8, we have that nice portal. I was wearing Atlan. I had been doing these new activations on people that had just come through me through the power of Sekhmet. I was working a lot with Sekhmet, and my own Reiki master was there. And she was like, Priscilla, she's like, you've been doing a lot of work. You need to go ground. I'm like, I don't want to go ground. She's like, Priscilla, she's like, I know you respect me. She's like, as your Reiki master, go outside and get your feet on the bare earth. I'm like, oh, okay. So I go down. What was crazy is as soon as my bare feet touched the grass, everything warped, like whoosh. And I'm like, oh, I am Queen Atlanta. Oh, and then it was like I was in a fifth dimensional frequency, which hasn't happened to me again, okay? But everything I saw was golden, and I could see golden codes within the trees, golden sparks of light everywhere. All the leaves were golden. The thing the area I was in, everything was golden. I was like, oh, I'm like, here I am with 50 women. We're meeting secretly because this is lockdown times, basically, right? So here we are. And I was like, oh my God, none of them know who they are. I'm like, they're all queens. And as I walk up the stairs to go back onto the patio, there's an Ankh there that's my Reiki master's, but I grab it and I'm like, this is mine. And then I start like pointing out people. Like I'm at a frequency that I had a couple of friends with me. They're like, Priscilla, you basically floated. They're like, you floated the rest of the night. Like it didn't even seem like you were real. So I was giving people like activations like I never have before. I would be grounding them 200, 300 feet into the earth where they said they've never felt so solid. And I was like, this is the power of Queen Atlanta. And so I met at least 5 women there that were like, there's a queen of Africa. There was a queen of the Pleiades. There was a queen of this. And I was just like, oh my God, but everybody is sleeping. They're walking their journey. They're coming there, but they aren't understanding that they're the queen. And so after that moment, I just never stopped. She has evolved with me to the point where I understand, because I teach every Monday. I have a series, it's called Cosmic Activations, and it's a membership. And we go every Monday, we journey with the energy of the cosmos. What I have learned the most about Queen Atlanta this year is, number one, is that Atlantis is a frequency. It's not limited to Earth. Every time a planet goes through an ascension process from the third to the fourth to the fourth to the fifth is the Atlantean frequency. So when I'm on the Pleiades, when I'm in Arcturus, when I'm almost anywhere, I am a version of Queen Atlanta. And most people will call me, most guides that I meet will be like High Priestess, Queen Atlanta. And it's very similar names. Sometimes it's Queen Alana, High Priestess Alana, at Lana. Like, I'm just like, wow, I'm not very, I don't really innovate different names on myself. But this is what I understand, is that I go from galaxy to galaxy, planet to planet. When a world is ready to come into that frequency, I bring in the love of Atlantis. And again, I want to stress that golden Atlantis, if you're listening to me right now, close your eyes and just feel this, okay? So golden Atlantis is love. It is the higher openings of your higher chakras that connect to everything that is above. So every planet in our solar system, every planet in this galaxy, in our universe and out, it is connected to God, to Source, to the Archangels, to the Masters, to the Galactic Federation of Light, and is integrated. But then the beautiful thing about it is that on Earth, it is an honoring of Gaia and her energy and her crystals and her water and her frequency. And in that time in Golden Atlantis, it's so sacred because there are no secrets. There are no rushing to do anything. We're living in bodies that last 3,000 to 4,000 years. We're in these giant tight bodies because our frequency is so high. We're walking around in 14, 16 foot bodies. And we are so in tune with each other that we can listen, seriously listen to the songs of the whales. We understand the dolphins. We see the dragons and unicorns in the sky, and we know we are living in something unheard of. And this is why the technology at that time is so high, because A, we're part of the Galactic Federation of Light, but B, because everything is done through the love of the crystals. And this is why I will be a crystal queen all the time, because I want to radiate those frequencies. For those of you that can feel it or you're seeing it, I am wearing the energies of the High Priestess in Atlantis over and over again with the angelic realm, so that something within your heart will shift and you will realize you are far greater, far more ancient, far more powerful than you ever knew. And that for me is the beauty of Atlantis within me. It's not, I will never say I'm the only queen of Atlantis. Hell no. There's 12 provinces. There's a queen in every one, but I am that enduring queen of Atlantis that has never let it go. And it's just so fun to journey. And this is the part of the thing that upon your path, when you really get to travel yourself in multidimensional ways, you will see that there is an archetype that remains the same throughout it. So my archetype is a healer and a teacher and a high priestess. Now, it doesn't mean I've never been a male. I definitely have, but I prefer feminine form. And I really prefer, as Queen Atlanta, I'm not even wearing what I want to wear. Okay, because Queen Atlanta wants like the biggest headpieces you can imagine, the most luxurious robes. Often when I go to Atlanta, she takes me to her closet and I'm like, I know, Atlanta, I know what you're going to show me. She's like, but look, Priscilla, look everything you're missing. And it's not about being wealthy. It's about expressing yourself with no shame, right? And so I just taught a cosmic conscious Reiki level 2 to some wonderful students a couple of weeks ago. And one of them really doesn't know a lot about me. I know she doesn't. And so when I was doing the attunement, I call on Queen Atlanta because I know she's done these attunements millions of times for different people over many, many years. And she came out of that attunement. She goes, I met Queen Atlanta. And I said, oh, wonderful. And she goes, do you know how much she loves giant headpieces? I'm like, yes. Yes, I do. Like, she has like a massive crown. I'm like, I know, because that's part of her essence. And, it doesn't mean that everyone has to be that way, but I want to be really authentic to her and show her. So even today, for this podcast, I stared in the mirror. I said, okay, Queen Atlanta, what do you want to wear? And I knew she wanted straight hair. I knew that she did. So I spent my time on that. But she's like, you got to go overboard with the eyeliner. I'm like, I'm not sure if that'll video. She's like, that's how I want it. I'm like, then that's how it is. Because there will be for some of you, there will be something that will trigger an awakening within you, whether it's Atlantean codes or Lemurian codes. And I want you to recognize her, because I really believe she is the most compassionate version of me I could ever aspire to be. And that's where I'm at right now, is like, how can I love even more unconditionally? How can I hold space for millions of people as they awaken through their fear too, right? To get over their fear and to come back into that golden era where we all lived. And it's not always Atlantis. You could, of course, be in the golden era of Lemuria as well, but they're extremely connected. So this is the rising of Queen Atlanta, and she's showing me what my path is. It's like I'm teaching Atlantean crystal healing, which is my own program, Golden Atlantean Healing, the Cosmic Conscious Reiki. She's like one of my best guides. And I think that's true for a lot of us, is that we can look everywhere we want, and it doesn't mean it's wrong. There's so much available to us, but the deepest part of it is your Holy Spirit, your highest form, and God. That's who it is. And that's how you're really going to create the most. So if you carve out time, which I do when I'm teaching for sure every week, sometimes more than that, but every Monday I'm doing that, what I'm receiving in return is so expansive that I'm grateful every Monday. I'm like, that's the way to start my week. Now I'm ready, you know?
So I have to ask, because you say that, you know, the awakening of Queen Atlanta here on Earth is to kind of almost like precursor this golden age of Atlantis, right? So because we are listening and because we're here on Earth and we see all of the chaos and the disharmony and the disorder and the structures falling and failing us and the governments. So are you saying that we are now in a place where we are bringing the earth to a new level of vibration, in a new level of awakening, and that's why she called on you?
I consider what we're doing the mirror of Atlantis falling. So when Atlantis fell, which there's different theories about it, but let's say 12,000 years ago, Atlantis falls into the ocean, and I will say deservedly so, okay? I will not defend a place that came into more corruption than even what we're seeing right now. But what you have to understand is there's two factions in Atlantis, what emerges. There's the Sons of One, which follow the Law of One, which knows that we're all together, we're all one, that my frequency affects yours, the way I treat you is going to come back at me, that we're really one giant oversoul having trillions of different experiences. Those are the Sons of One. Those are the ones that keep the frequency of Atlantis high, as well as with the Altar Ra, which is the high priests and priestesses. Then you start getting the Sons of Belal. And the Sons of Belal really come from what many in the spiritual community are already kind of holding weight against, which is reptilians, AI, the Greys, the Martians. And what happens is they work their way through the universe. Basically, if you're familiar with Star Trek, think about it like the Borg. Okay, so they want transhumanism. They want no soul, no feeling. They just want the mechanical, the technological. And so when those beings decide that they're going to come to Earth, they look at where should we go? Where's the best place we can go to infiltrate the most fabulous of people, the most fabulous of minds, the most powerful people? And so basically they have like a Rolodex, right? And they're like, Earth, 50,000 years ago, Atlantis. Perfect. And so they come down from the future, they come down into the past. And think about it like this. Let's just think about the priestesses. Okay. So we have the priestesses of the high priestess of Atlantis, totally devoted to Gaia, to healing, to vibration, to sound, to the cosmos, incredible, incredible light workers. And each of those priestesses is spiritually raped by 100 negative entities.
Oh my God.
What is going to happen to a collective that has been so high in the cosmos that they are now fighting off that many entities? You are going to start to warp and to change. And what do they change into? They change into greed and materialism. And now the crystals like I'm wearing are not worn because there are spiritual tools and our aids. They're worn because I am rich and you are not. I am a high priestess and you're crap. It's like it goes on and on like this. And over thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years, the spirit of the Atlanteans becomes very corrupted. Now, beforehand, I would always think that the Atlanteans escaped because they knew, but for some reason in my head, I thought only the good Atlanteans escaped. Come on now, Priscilla, that can't be true. And so because it was a plan, because it was a full-on disaster, because people knew that Atlantis was going to sink, those Sons of Belal went into Egypt, the same way that the golden Atlanteans went into Egypt. And they formed the underground secret societies that we have right now. So if you watch any type of conspiracy thing and they're like, oh, yes, the globalists started as a cabal in 900 AD. No. You roll that back another 30,000 years, 20,000 years, you will see where the seeds of that destruction started. And so what we're experiencing now comes from Atlantis to Egypt, to Rome, to Greece, to Nazi Germany, to the United States, to the whole world. So we are experiencing the reverse, okay? We have never escaped the fall of Atlantis. This last 12,000-year cycle, we have been in the darkest of energies, the most veiling. And as you go through, like, say, every 1,000 years, more and more of what Atlantis was becomes burned, lost, hidden, buried, and it becomes myth. And myth eventually just gets thrown to the side. And if you think about it, our current society and governments don't want us to know about Atlantis because then we would be forced to learn the lesson. And the lesson can't be learned if it's been erased. And so a life devoted to materialism, to make enslavement of the mind, of the body, creating the system and the education system of the 9-to-5 work week, all this stuff is a direct output of the fall of Atlantis. Now, the good news is we are coming out of it. We are now coming up into the age of enlightenment. But for us to be enlightened, just like your spiritual awakening, you have to see the truth. And so, you know, if you're still that person, and I'm no grievances, I'm holding space for you. But if you still like celebrities, if you still think that they tell the truth, if you still listen to the mainstream media, these are the energies of Belial. And they're trickster energies. They're the promise of feeding you something that really won't feed your soul at all. It's just this face on layer, right? It's just, it doesn't serve you. And that's what we have to break ourselves away from. When you tune away from that and you do the work and come in with yourself, the rewards are far better than having a 6,000 square foot house and a Mercedes Benz. Right there, that we're talking about real spiritual enlightenment, real community, getting to meet people like fabulous, like Avalon. These are the kind of people you get to meet when you've decided to step into yourself, to your true and highest form. Otherwise, I'm sure 2020 has shown most of us how artificial relationships are, jobs are, pretenses are. I haven't gone to a movie since 2020. Cool. Thanks. I'm cured. I am good.
Yeah. I think that was a backfire in the government, in all honesty, because I think that since 2020, I think more people have actually opened their eyes to see the truth of what's happening in the world and awaken to their highest potential than any other time on the planet. And I think it was a forced awakening because we had no other distractions to keep us from actually witnessing and experiencing the world and kind of looking back, taking that back seat and going like... And as you were talking, I'm like, I was thinking like, wow, everybody's talking about patriarchy in the last 3,000 years. Let's right? Like that goes far beyond the last 3,000 years and the dark ages and all these kinds of things. And Havilal is the agent of separation, right? And we're talking about this unity, one consciousness. And I mean, I could literally talk to you forever about this kind of stuff, Priscilla. I'm like, oh my God, it's almost been an hour. And I understand, and it just feels so good to be able to have these types of conversations and to be able to put them in spaces that can actually support other people in understanding what's happening globally around the world and who are probably questioning this for themselves and not knowing where to go, right? Because when I don't know if it's for you or for me, when I first came into my awakening, I was lost. Literally lost. I looked up, didn't have anyone around me. There was no spiritual teachers that I had surrounded myself with. There was nobody that I could turn to and say like, oh my goodness, I just had this experience. Like, where do I go? How do I learn? And it was a lot of trials and tribulations. And in truth, it wasn't until this year we were talking about really coming to the fullest awakening, 2020, too, that I recognize how much I was still investing in a corrupt, cycle of coaching and training and all these kinds of things, and that were feeding on the greed and the wealth. And so I'm with you. I think that this is the space, and we are now asking to be like, to bring forth the people who are of this highest frequency, of this highest consciousness, to bring this new awakening, this new version of Earth and enlightenment. And so for those of the people who are listening who are completely like, oh, thank God you have had this guest, Priscilla Campos, on your podcast, because she is speaking to me. And I actually know for sure you're awakening some Atlanteans just through this conversation. I can feel that transmission landing, and I can feel them like actually hearing you and going like, this is true for me. So thank you. And how do they gain more information? How do they come to learn more through you and to be connected to the right, to me, to the right sources who are going to give them the information that is of their highest good? So where do they find you?
Well, number one, I just want to say, don't have shame. I think a lot of Atlanteans have shame for what they participated in, what overtook them. Don't be fearful. You are an Atlantean. You are one of those pillars upon this planet that did the whole cycle to create great change. We have to go through this fall so we could come through this rise, so that we will not fall again after this. We won't be slipping back down into third dimensional frequencies. But very simple ways, there's a few of them. One of them is the cosmic activations. Every Monday, 10:30 a.m. Mountain Time, of course, there's replays with everything I do. But that is just going to help you tune into yourself. That's not about Atlantis. You know, sometimes Atlantean stuff will come up, but it's like Mars retrograde. Next month in December, we're working with the energy of Antares. We have Alni Tep and Alni Lam, which is from Peace Row in the Orion system. We're going to work with Chiron. So it's whatever is really in alignment with our sun. That's what we're going to bring forward. So that's I think the most affordable way. And it's $88 Canadian a month for that. And you get replays as long as you want. You know, it'll be there for you to hold on to. I teach my own stuff of Cosmic Conscious Reiki, the Atlantean Crystal Healing, the Golden Atlantean Healing is coming. That's for like my fellow healers that really feel the call to bring their gifts out to others. And I'm in the midst of launching the Atlantean Priestess Collective, as well as the Altar Ra Collective. The difference is one is the priestess level, one is the high priestess, high priest level. And I just want to put together all these things. So exactly what you talked about, Avalon, is like, okay, I started awakening, but what? Where am I supposed to go? And I'm trying to think of what helped me. What do I wish I had known now that I'm further on my path? Who do I wish I had met? I want to pull in, you know, special teachers, special guests for that. And then lastly, if you really start embracing that and you start feeling the call, I have in 2023, a journey to Atzland, which is the Mayan Riviera. And that is the awakening and the remembering of when the Atlanteans came into Central America and Mexico. So we're going to different temples. We're doing activations. I will be doing lots of crystal activations on you in the water, which is connected to Atlantis. Of course, we're on that side of the ocean. And I can't wait for that. And then very later in the year, we're going to be going a journey to Kem, which is the Atlantean Egypt. So of course, we're going to Egypt as it is now. But I will journey you through 30,000 years ago of when Atlanteans came to Egypt, knowing that Atlantis was going to fall, and said, okay, we have to protect our culture. We have to keep this knowledge on Earth. Let's start building these temples. And this is my soul calling. I was supposed to quote unquote go in 2020. Obviously, it didn't happen. It's because it's supposed to happen in 2023 when I have met all these incredible people that are going to come with me that are of a higher vibration, so that I'm not surrounded in a normal tour of people that think the temples and the pyramids are tombs. I can't be in that vibration. You got to know they're intergalactic portals. That's all I can say about it.
I love you. I love this. And it was funny because I was thinking this morning when I was in my meditation, I'm like thinking back to 2020. And I was like, I remember everybody going, 2020 is going to give us clear vision. And boy, did it ever, right? Like, it's like 2020 vision. The truth has been, fully unveiled in a way. And I think that 2023 is actually the time of, this will be a year of great enlightenment coming up. And so I'm so So excited. And thank you for sharing your wisdom and your light with the listeners today. I'm like, ugh, I'm going back to Mondays in the new year. I cannot handle not being tuned into these frequencies. And they just, like I said, working with Priscilla is like finding every part of your cosmic DNA, your soul blueprint, and bringing it back into your own form of wholeness in this iteration, in this third dimensional world, because we are all of that. We hold it here at this time, and you are just such a catalyst for that. So thank you.
Your words are so kind. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. If you want to be my personal publicist, I have a lot.
Honestly, I'm always so grateful for whom spirit has brought into my world so I can share your vision and mission with the world. Because that's, I believe, how we actually activate each other and how we actually grow our star nation in this world. And so thank you. For any listeners, I really do recommend that you reach out. I always say, and I'll say it again, Priscilla and I are humans. We are not like some sort of like higher, like just email us, send us a message on social media, like reach out. We will answer you.
Yes. On Instagram. This is how I meet so many incredible people, either Temples of Atlantis or the Atlantean Priestess. And I just want to say thank you to everyone, because I know it takes courage. Avalon and I had courage to make changes in our life, to listen to spirit, but there's nothing I regret. Even when I've had challenges on the spiritual path, once you're a little bit further away from them, it just gives you the complete picture. And again, we're not more special than anyone else. We're just in the frequency, doing the work, devoted to the practice. And that itself will shift you in massive ways. So got to get out of that. I don't have time to meditate. I don't like reading. I don't find what you do like, but then tap into spirit through it, because your passions are already showing you exactly how to do it. Whether it's like you have 1,000 cats, great. Guess what? You're going to be a multidimensional portal. It's already created one in your house. So it's time to jump through it. Like there's so many ways to do it. So just be authentic, be brave, and have faith that where we are moving to, so beautiful. It's not golden Atlantis. It's the new golden earth. And it's going to be even more incredible, because it won't be corrupted the way that Atlantis was.
Thank you. I think that is the most beautiful way to end today's episode. And tune in next episode, you guys, where we will just take your capacity to be courageous and to be authentic and to allow all of these vibrations and frequencies to be yours, right? Like that you can claim them here and for yourself. So thank you for listening, and have a magical day.
Blessings.